Today on Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas, we have a small sample of the larger lesson which is coming tomorrow. These lessons are in the Framework series. They are all about taking more detailed, intricate, and complex doctrines and building upon the framework that was established in the Basic series. The intent is to greatly expand your knowledge and appreciation of the intricacy and the beauty of God's holy word.
Divine institution, what's that? What is one of those? Okay. It's a law or a practice that's absolute for all people in all societies, whether you're a believer or not, in all times. And what they do when you live by them is they provide freedom and security. Okay. What do most people want? Freedom and security. In fact, they want freedom. We want freedom without all the big government security. Okay. But in this world, you can't have your cake and eat it too, supposedly. Okay? We're told. Okay? But God, if we live according to these three divine institutions, we can have freedom and we can have security. Okay? What are the three that are given at creation? Because there's two more that are given after the flood, and we haven't looked at those yet. So the three that are given at creation are responsible labor, marriage, and family. Okay? These are fundamental to any society, okay? And God defines what they are, right? We don't make up what they are. And if we define them, we try to define them, or redefine them, like they did in the case Obergefell versus Hodges, right? The Supreme Court case, okay? They tried to redefine marriage, right? People say, oh, that doesn't matter. They're not viewing these as divine institutions. They're saying, oh, that's just a convention. That's just a social convention, and we can define it however we want, and there's no long-term consequences to that. God says, no, if you redefine marriage, the consequences are going to be catastrophic for your society. It may take time, but your society will unravel, okay? It will fall apart, okay? So these are very important. They're not just conventions. Responsible labor, number three. This is the very first one. Why was this given, okay? Well, because... what's the very first picture we even have of God? What's he doing in Genesis 1? He's working. He's laboring. He's making something. He's a craftsman, right? And he's building this marvelous thing called the created order. So he's the first laborer. And then he says, I'm going to make man in my own image on the sixth day. And what's man going to do? We're going to labor too. Okay, and that's what he gives the man. Genesis 2:15. He takes the man. Here's the image. If you read Genesis, here's the image you get. God crafted the man. It says he took the dust of the earth, breathed breath of life, he becomes a living soul, right? Where did he do that? Where did that take place? Wherever there was dust. Okay? Now, that's not in the garden, by the way. It wasn't in the garden. If you go back and read, it says the Lord took the man and placed him in the garden. So he's made outside the garden. The garden is this limited sphere in a region called Eden. Okay, he makes the man outside that garden. So the way you're supposed to view the world, okay, the earth, what it looked like, was basically like, if you read day three, one landmass, okay, that covered most of the earth, okay, less of it was water. It was mostly land on the surface, if you read it carefully. And man is made somewhere out there on that earth, and then God puts him in this one area where he planted a garden, in a region called Eden. Okay? Now, he puts him in there and he says, I want you to cultivate and keep the garden. And then he comes along and he says, you know, it's not good for man to be alone, right? I will make a helper suitable for him. And then he has the animals come by and Adam goes through the dominion activity of assigning names to each animal. But in that, he's trying to teach Adam something, right? It's not just, oh, have fun and name, here's giraffe, here's alligator, here goes snake, whatever, okay. No, there's a goal to that whole thing, right? What's the goal? What is Adam supposed to realize? I'm alone. There's nobody like me. And so once he realizes that, God puts him to sleep, right? The first anesthesia. And he takes a rib out of the side of the man and he crafts that into the woman. And then he puts the two together and he says, the two shall become one flesh. Basar. It's the concept of a new family unit. OK, Okay? Because it says the man is to leave his father and mother. He's to leave that family unit, be joined to his wife, and the two shall become a new family unit. That's the concept of basar. Okay? A new family unit at marriage. Okay? And now the man and the woman as a team can take this garden, okay, and cultivate and keep it. And actually the goal is to spread it over the whole world. See, because outside there it's just dust, okay? That's where they get kicked out later, right? And he says, from dust you were taken, and to dust you shall return, right? And it's going to be hard out there. There's going to be thorns and thistles. It's going to be a real mess. That was outside the garden, right? So you're not viewing the whole earth as a garden. You just see a region, and outside there it's just kind of, not as kosher, not as where you would like to be, okay? Now, now that they're in marriage, okay, a new family unit, and he tells them, I want you to multiply and fill the earth, see? And as they're doing that, expanding this garden to cover the whole planet. Okay, this is the picture. God has a purpose in mind for man, and that purpose is to expand dominion, man's dominion, over the planet. Okay? All right, now, just the man and the woman can't do it. That's why he said multiply. You need little critters running around. Okay? These critters are important, right? Well, I mean, the family is the first school. It's their first church, okay, in Christians' lives at least. And they are the training ground for a future society, okay? If the marriage falls apart, what's going to happen to the family? It's going to fall apart. Okay, that's why when you look at these three divine institution in relationship to one another, you have responsible labor as the foundation of this thing. On top of that, you have marriage. And then on top of that, you have family. Okay, now you have to view these like if you're going to mess up one of these, you're going to mess up everything that sits on top, right? The easiest one for people to see is marriage. Okay, if you take marriage out, then family collapse, because we see that over and over. It's a fight at that point. It's a struggle. Marriage is really important, right? It's a stabilizing factor. Okay, but it's the same thing with responsible labor. Just assume we have a society where nobody wants to labor responsibly. Well, how are you going to support a wife? For starters, you know. Well, marriage isn't going to be very good. Okay, if you don't labor, okay, because you have nothing, no assets, you can't support a wife. You certainly can't support a family. So these like build one upon another. And this is what God set out to do in the garden, right? Remember, it's just a little garden, big earth, okay, but you need help. So I'm going to make a woman like you to fit you, to complement you, right? Together as a team, you're going to have a family and you're going to build and expand dominion over the earth.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. If you're interested in learning about the foundational doctrines and themes of the Bible that gave rise to this series, then season one of this podcast is for you on the basics. Additional material can be found on our website at beyondthewalls-ministry.com. If you found this information useful and helpful in your spiritual walk, then please consider rating this podcast in your favorite podcast player. And until next time, we hope you're living by the fruit of the Spirit.